see what's going on with today's sports. Here's Dave Garvis.
Thank you, Frank. Oregon offensive coordinator Mark Helfrich says the Ducks cannot afford to dig a first-half hole against Stanford. He says he knows they're a second-half team, but adds that they need to explode early in the game against the potent Stanford squad. The Ducks managed just 63 first-half rushing yards against Washington State and just 59 against Washington. Catch that Duck game right here on KBND this coming Saturday, 4 o'clock pregame, 5 o'clock kick. The man known to boxing fans as Smokin' Joe has died at the age of 67. Joe Frazier lost his battle with liver cancer last night. Philly-born Frazier was a 1964 Olympic gold medalist who went on to a Hall of Fame pro career, highlighted by his three-fight series with Muhammad Ali that culminated in the Thrilla and Manila. Ali says he will always remember Frazier with respect. Jay Cutler's five-yard touchdown toss to Earl Bennett early in the fourth quarter turned out to be the difference as the Bears edged the Eagles 30-24 on Monday Night Football. Cutler says it was a huge win for them.
Yeah, well, I mean, you knew it was going to be a fourth-quarter game. You knew it was going to be a tough game, both in a pivotal point in our season. Both really need this game, and defense hung in there, kept us in the game. We were able to put up some points late.
Cutler finished 18-32 for 208 yards with two TDs. Chicago has won three in a row there, now 5-3 on the season. While the Eagles' two-game winning streak was snapped, they fall to 3-5. And speaking of the Eagles, despite returning from prison to reestablish his NFL career, Michael Vick still isn't a hit with fans. A poll shows 60% of those polled either dislike, somewhat dislike, or dislike a lot the Philly QB. Jets wide receiver Plaxico Burress is second on the list of active players, followed by Pittsburgh quarterback Ben Roethlisberger. And Kyle Busch has been fined $50,000, and NASCAR has placed him on probation for the remainder of the calendar year. That for intentionally wrecking Ron Hornaday Jr. in last Friday's Camping World Truck Series race. The body took initial action against Busch on Saturday by suspending him from the Nationwide and Sprint Cup Series races. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.